I want to know who Kevin Roberts is, and I want to break down exactly what his thoughts were based off of what he said in this exact live stream that he referenced and his exact video that he referenced. I want to play it for you so that you guys can make an informed decision for yourself, okay? Let's get into it.
As you know, this audience, Project 2025, Mandate for Leadership, the conservative promise by Dr. Kevin, forwarded by Dr. Kevin Roberts.
We definitely need a smaller government, Al.
Stephen Groves, which is a blueprint for a conservative approach to the Leviathan, a project that's been worked on for a while. Dr. Kevin Roberts, a star turned this morning because they absolutely, totally, and completely melted down. Could you just walk through your theory of the case about the administrative state, how this Leviathan grew, and the kind of logic to support a constitutional republic that this is, to actually kind of take it on and see how you can change it for the better, sir?
Yes, Steve. First of all, thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure. The core question is the one that you just asked. And in essence, as you know, and your audience knows, what Project 2025 is trying to do is issue a corrective, a series of new regulation or deregulation, new policies, new leadership to undo, to correct the century-long capital P progressive project of establishing a fourth branch of government, the administrative state. And it would seem to me, just thinking about my visit to MSNBC, that former Republicans, former conservatives like Michael Steele, if there's any shred of intellectual honesty remaining among people like that, would understand that this actually transcends, this goal transcends Republican and Democrat. It actually is exceedingly constitutional. And probably what I should have asked MSNBC is, for a network that purports to save democracy, why would you be opposed to a project whose main aim is to restore this constitutional republic? The answer ultimately just is sort of personified by that history professor, is that they simply can't handle the truth that for the first time in the history of the conservative movement in this country, we're as organized as they are. We are.
I want to try to get this guy on the show. If I can, I will reach out to him to try to figure out whether or not I can get him on the show. But I definitely want to try to reach out to Kevin Roberts.
As prepared.
Because I have my own questions. And that way you guys can get a more even and even and more informed informed as far as what this is, how it ties back to what's going on in this presidential election. And if you should be concerned about it yourself.
As they have always been, to take the reins of power and use it appropriately for the everyday American.
Dr. Roberts, it's ironic that you had this turn. And by the way, the reason I think our audience so admires you is that you just don't come on War Room or go on Fox. You go to Davos main stage and throw down hard in front of the party at Davos or the World Economic Forum. You go into MSNBC, into the lion's den on a Saturday morning, 5-on-1. Isn't it ironic on the very eve of one of the most historic weeks in the Supreme Court where five major administrative state cases will be decided and will get opinions, including the Chevron deference, that you're on there and they're in complete freakout. It's almost like they don't really understand what this Leviathan is. You think that's part of the problem, that they don't – they understand what they've built, but they don't understand how anti-constitutional republic it is, sir?
Completely. And they literally – well, not literally, figuratively live in a bubble. They literally live in a social bubble of Washington, D.C. or New York City or the left coast, and therefore – they have lost sight of the fact that it isn't just among American conservatives, Steve. It's also American centrists, even a handful of American liberals who understand that this country is in really bad shape for a lot of reasons. The main reason we argue at Heritage and at Project 2025 it's in bad shape is the precise point that you mentioned, that the everyday American no longer has power over his or her life. And as I tried to suggest on MSNBC this morning, we ought to aspire to every American waking up tomorrow and saying, I at least don't have to worry about the government over-regulating my existence. I don't have to worry about 350 armed agents with the Environmental Protection Agency, just to cite one example of the insidiousness of the administrative state. And we ought to celebrate that across the political spectrum. Here is an opportunity on the brink of these five potentially landmark decisions by the Supreme Court that we get to take our country back. And
Roberts, hang on for 1 second. We'll take a short commercial break. Dr. Roberts, I just want to make, before we lose you, is that to make sure that, because Project 2025 is, yes, it's one of many, and obviously you guys put in a lot of time into curate, not just policy positions, but also subject matter experts. People could be on the 3,000 political appointees, and or, you know, if we get rid of, which I advocate, the 8 million contractors at executive administrative level and fill those with our people too. We'll have millions of billets to fill. But Project 2025 is also the single best civics lessons we have out there. If people just go online, if they go to the seminars, all of it doesn't mean that for those of you who say, hey, I can't go join the administration now, it's to actually learn about the administrative state and how to deconstruct it. Where do people go? Because I want to make sure this is a mass participation exercise, sir.
Project2025.org. Project2025.org.
Which is basically where I went. In order to go and check it out and see what was going on, I went to project2025.org in order to pull up all of these these documents, the over 900 pages of it, to see exactly what this mandate was talking about. And it was saying that the next president is going to enter the office in 2025 with a simple choice, greatness or failure. It will be a daunting test, but no more so than every other generation in America has faced. And it's basically a breakdown. It's a breakdown and it's a suggestion of how you should or how we should look at government, why government should shrink, why we should look more at deregulating some things and then adding provisions into other things. But more importantly, it actually shows you how much money that we waste in different parts of the government in order to be able to justify the agenda that's being pushed on us, instead of us being able to make the choice for ourselves. So that's just a little bit of a preview. I just wanted to help you guys understand what it is. I have seen and looked up, and I have seen nothing that shows that Trump is using this as the blueprint for what it is that he's trying to do inside of presidents. But it is fear-mongering. It is something that they always try to throw on you in order to try to justify getting your vote to do something that's not even in your best interest in the first place. I had a conversation last Monday, and I said, and I was talking to a young guy, and I was talking to a young girl. The guy was 25, 26, the girl was 31. And they were trying to tell me, or they asked me, let me revise that. They asked me, what is the purpose of voting? What is the purpose of voting? It's not going to do nothing. It's not going to change nothing. And when I released that clip, it also emphasized and highlighted how ignorant we were as far as not knowing. Ignorance is not an insult. It's a truth. And if you don't know and you are not informed, you are not even suited to have these conversations. And that's why it's so important for us to break it down from a C-student's perspective. Because if you don't know, and the only thing that you listen to is Taraji P. Henson say, Project 2025, look it up. And you know what they're going to do. They're going to go to TikTok, and they're going to look at a 1 minute and 30 second video, and somebody's going to say, Project 2025, if Trump's getting in office, this is what he's going to do. He's going to defund this, and he's going to make sure that he turn back gay marriage, and he's going to do it. It's not true. It's absolutely not true. The worst thing that you can be is uninformed. It's not even just about voting, because I believe personally that the more informed you become, the more likely you are to participate. Because with great knowledge and great power comes great responsibility. So I'm not even encouraging you guys to vote. That's not my push. I'm encouraging you guys to become informed, because I believe that the more that you know, you then become cursed with knowledge, and you can't avoid participating because you know how important it is for you to then be heard, how important it is for you to participate in the election process, at the very least, at least from the local level, at least on a local level. Because they are basically telling you what you can and can't do. And even Trump, right? If you looked at the presidential debate and you looked at it in its entirety, you will realize that even when the whole issue of abortion came up, Trump said that, I don't believe that it's the federal government's job to tell a woman what she can and can't do with her body. That is up to each individual state to make the decision of whether or not they want to embrace or disassociate themselves with whatever it is that the choice is that you make as far as whether or not you want to participate in life or you want to abort life. That's what he said. He said, I think that it's the state's job. It shouldn't be a federal issue. It should be on the individual states for them to determine whether or not they want to embrace it or they want to disassociate themselves with it. And so because we're not listener and we're not listening, and the only thing that we caught was, well, they mentioned the term black jobs. What's the thing? What is a black job? Because you were so focused on the one thing, you can't pay attention to the truth. Because you're so focused on the highlights, you can't pay attention to the truth. Because you're so focused on the talking points of what somebody else is saying that then has an agenda for you to be able to make the decision, you can't even have a conducive conversation based off of what's best for you and your family. And so go and listen for yourself. Go and research for yourself. Go read for yourself. Reading is fundamental. When they pass these laws, when they pass these acts, you don't see all the little intricacies of the things that they put in it because you're so focused on what MSNBC is saying. You're so focused on what Fox News is saying. You're so focused on what CNN is saying. And the president don't have nothing to do with this at all. But I believe that it is an informative document that helps you to understand how wasteful we are, how bloated we are as a government, and how if we don't do something different than what we're already doing, then ultimately we're going to continue to get the same results and it's going to become exponentially worse. That's all it is. It is a suggestive document that identifies what they think is wrong with the United States of America, including all of our government branches, and then they suggest what they think should happen. And so you should go and read it for yourself so that you can become informed, and then you can make the decision of whether or not you want to participate in the voting process. I'm not telling you that you have to. I'm telling you that you're doing your ancestors a disservice for the sacrifice that they made by also not becoming informed. That is the craziest thing that I've ever heard in my entire life, is that you refuse to educate yourself because you want to be voluntarily ignorant. That's what Project 2025 is. Let me read some of these super chats.